Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Rosemary Swanger of the 102nd Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Swanger, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House Appropriations Committee has held a long series of hearings on the state budget, and I believe it wrapped up this week. What kind of stuff did you hear? What are some of your observations on the governor's plan for the budget this year?
Well, I believe of what I'm hearing is we're probably going to accept his bottom line, which is the $27.3 billion. But I am sure there are going to be many changes in specific allocations within the budget. But this week, some of the officials testifying included higher education, public welfare, the Liquor Control Board, and the budget secretary himself.
Also, of course, the House will be returning to voting session next week, and I understand that there is legislation on the calendar to vote on that is something you've been working on for some time.
Yes. My House Bill 365 will be up for third reading and final passage on April 4th, and that would ban certain illegal substances, including salvia divinorum and synthetic versions of marijuana and cocaine.
I also understand that there's a lot of concern about the state budget. As you had mentioned earlier, House members seem to be okay with that general spend number, but there was some concern about how money is being spent and why maybe one department was going to be losing more in the budget than others. And a lot of people were wondering specifically about the Department of Public Welfare this year. I understand that that's something that folks are going to be taking a closer look at.
Yes, in fact, the new Secretary of Public Welfare has come out and said that he intends to actually follow the federal law. Won't that be a novel idea? But it has also sparked interest in the House, of course, which has been there in our caucus for some time. But we want to tackle the prevention of waste, fraud, and abuse in that department and its programs.
I also understand that there is a program that's really important to area seniors, and it's something that every year, of course, it's you have to apply for. And tell us a little bit about it and where folks can get applications.
Yes, the forms for the state's 2010 property tax and rent rebate program are now available in my office. People who meet the guideline stipulations can apply for some rebate on their school property tax or part of the rent that they pay.
And if they would like to get a hold of applications, where can they get a hold of those?
They can come to my office or they can call my office and we can mail them out. We're in the Lebanon Valley Mall and my phone number here is 277-2101.
Also, I understand every year you hold a number of events for the general public, and you have two coming up. What are these events going to be?
I do. I have a veterans event coming up, and it's for all veterans, no matter what war or conflict. And that will be Saturday, May 21st at the Cedar Crest Middle School cafeteria. And also, my next town hall meeting will be held on Thursday, April 21st at the Schaeferstown Fire Hall on West Oak Street, beginning at 6:30 p.m.
And if folks want any further information on that, they, I suppose, can get that by getting in touch with your district office?
Yes, especially veterans who are planning to attend. We would like you to register so we have certificates for everyone and enough refreshments to go around. So you should call my office again at 277-2101 to register your name or the name of the veteran.
Representative Swanger, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Rosemary Swanger.